To get a sense of some of the hot-button issues in their communities, we are going to talk with two newspaper editors, one in Amarillo, Texas, and the other in Dayton, Ohio. John Canellis is editorial page editor of the Amarillo Globe News, and he's in the studios of High Plains Public Radio. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Leanne.
Kevin Riley is editor of the Dayton Daily News. Welcome to you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Nice to have you with us. I want to go back to Texas with John and to begin our conversation with the economy. John, how important is the economy as an issue for voters in Amarillo, Texas, specifically?
I would say that it is not as important as some of the other issues. Our panhandle economy is fairly robust right now. Relatively low unemployment, pretty good job growth. I would guess that immigration would be probably the leading issue here in Texas, in the panhandle of Texas.
With immigration, the major issues are the three candidates addressing it?
Yes, but I'm sensing that they all sort of sound alike. Our folks here sort of see the all three of these folks as being a little too soft on illegal immigration and would like to see a harder line taken.
I have here that you've described that your paper's in the reddest part of the reddest state, and you were red before red was cool.
Yes, that's correct.
When was red cool?
Red became cool, I suppose, in Texas around 1978 when we elected our first Republican governor since Reconstruction.
Okay. I want to go to Kevin Riley in Dayton because, correct me if I'm wrong, but Dayton has a completely different economy than the panhandle in Amarillo, Texas. Talk about the economy. Is it an important campaign issue there?
I would say without question it is the biggest issue. I think people in Dayton see the impact negatively, employment being down, Ohio being a state that's lost more jobs than any other except Michigan, Dayton being a large manufacturing town for many decades. In fact, at one point, Dayton was the largest General Motors town outside of Michigan in the country. And now most of those jobs have gone away as General Motors has struggled and as it has spun off its different divisions.
Dayton is heavily Democratic. What do you hear from Daily News readers about the Obama-Clinton race?
It's very clear that it's close and that the candidates are investing a lot of time, and a lot of Democrats and voters are getting interested in the race. In fact, we had a story in our Saturday newspaper about an 80-year-old man who organized a informational session about Senator Obama at his nursing home. So a lot of people are getting interested.
We've mentioned immigration. We've mentioned the economy briefly. I'll go to you, John, in Texas. What are some of the other national issues that people are concerned about where you live?
National security, obviously. I think that, I think you alluded earlier to President Bush's popularity. I think he remains relatively popular here. I think people want to see the war on terror continue to be prosecuted aggressively, and I sense that our readership is generally supportive of that effort.
Are there some specific elements of the war on terror that are of concern to the voters in Amarillo?
The mail I get seems to suggest a belief that those who want to end the war, set timetables, are writing a prescription for disaster, and that cutting and running is not an option. I'd also like to point out that we have a tangible stake in this effort as well. We have an aircraft assembly plant that assembles the V-22 Osprey. Perhaps you've heard of that.
Yes.
And they've just deployed their first ships into combat. And so we have a pretty significant workforce and a community that's quite supportive of that effort as well.
Kevin Riley in Ohio, what are some of the national issues there?
I think the war in Iraq is a big one in Dayton, Ohio, and one that the community is probably split on. Dayton is home to one of the Air Force's largest bases, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. So there is a large military presence in our community. And because of that, I think people on a very personal level are supportive of the servicemen and women involved in the war. But there's also a growing discontent with a war that, for which many people do not see a way out or a plan. And that will be, I think, a big issue, especially for Democrats.
Okay. On the phone with us, Kevin Riley, editor of the Dayton Daily News. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
And from the studios of High Plains Public Radio, John Kanellis. He's the editorial page editor of the Amarillo Globe News. Thank you.
Thank you so much.